Today is Saturday, September 19th. Welcome to our weekend episode of The Newsworthy called Special Edition Saturday. Today, we're getting a look behind the scenes of Hollywood as the entertainment industry tries to adapt to the pandemic. You'll hear about the impact to movies and TV, both on and off screen. First, we're talking about movies, the box office, and whether movie theaters will survive this. Jeff Bock is a senior media analyst at Exhibitor Relations in Los Angeles. The company is an established leader in the field of entertainment research and data, and Jeff has been widely quoted about theater trends and the film industry over the last decade. Second, we'll discuss TV and more of the production side, from what it's like to work on a set right now to how TV scripts are changing. You'll hear from Jennifer Smith, who is the co-executive producer of an upcoming new TV show in production now. So here are my conversations about how COVID-19 is changing Hollywood now and maybe forever. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So first, what are your overall thoughts about the impact of the pandemic on the box office and movie theaters?
It has been a Category 5 hurricane touching down in the middle of Hollywood. That's how you explain it. Release dates have been blown into the sky, and very few of these films are hanging by their fingernails onto the marquees across the nation. That's what we're looking at. It has been an unmitigated disaster. I think in terms of where we're headed, things hopefully look better. But again, we are talking about, you know, we're talking about a systematic rebuild. What we saw with Tenet a couple of weeks ago and the disastrous opening that that had is really going to have an impact on the next 6 or 7 weeks, as there are no major blockbusters coming down the pipeline. The first one that we're going to get possibly is Black Widow, and that's the first weekend of November. So quite a ways away right now.
Have you ever seen anything else impact the industry quite like this? And do you think movie theaters will survive it?
No, we've never seen anything like this in the 100 years of exhibition. This is something entirely new. Unfortunately, not all the theaters are going to survive. A lot of the single screens, a lot of the smaller chains probably won't make it through this. Or if they do make it, they will be bought by Amazon or Clorox or Purell, some of these other businesses that are actually doing good business during the pandemic. That's what we're looking at. And you know, the chains, the major chains, AMC, Regal, Cinemark, they're going to struggle as well. We're talking about very little content for the next 2 months, and that's going to impact them financially in a major way. The only thing worse than having theaters close down is opening them back up without any new product.
Do you know how many theaters are open around the country and what they are trying to do to entice people to come in and feel comfortable?
Sure. There's about 70% of theaters open right now domestically. And obviously, they're doing a lot of health protocols. They're making sure social distancing is in place. But that said, audiences do not feel comfortable. And that's pretty obvious when we're looking at only 10% of grosses versus the same time last year. With any successful business, you have to have content in front of your consumers. And where are those consumers? Well, right now they're at home on the couch watching streaming. It's Netflix, it's Disney Plus, it's Amazon Prime. This is what we've been used to for the last 5 or 6 months. And unfortunately for theaters, that's not changing, even though, like we said, 70% of them are now open.
Right. Were theaters feeling the impact of those streaming services even before the pandemic? And now is that accelerating it?
That's exactly right. The pandemic has totally accelerated the evolution of the theatrical model. It was already headed in that direction. And now we are looking at a lot of downsizing and a lot of these smaller chains and single screens shuttering indefinitely, unfortunately.
So what do you think it will look like once the pandemic is under control? Do you think there will just be fewer moviegoers from now on? What's the long-term impact?
Well, that's the big question. I think that's what the industry is trying to get a handle on right now. What is going to happen? At least domestically, we're not going to get back on our feet probably until next summer. Hopefully by summer 2021, things will start to look more normal. Now, that said, Disney, Universal, Warner Brothers, all of these major studios have kind of dipped their toes into the digital streaming marketplace. And a lot of them say that they're very happy with those results. So depending on how much, if they think they have a $1 billion film, certainly those films will still be released in the marketplace. However, the windows, the release date windows may be shattered. Typically, when you open a film in theaters, you have about 75 days, 90 days before they hit PVOD or go on to DVD or Blu-ray. And that is changing. And that's going to change very quickly. And it's going to change on a title by title basis, depending on how they do at the box office or in theaters. They might give a film 1 to 2 weeks. And if it doesn't do well, it's going to immediately be available on PVOD. And that's just something we've never seen before.
Any other final thought or wrap-up thought?
Well, right now, that does not paint a positive picture for theatrical, but through this chaos, there is beauty there. There are more diverse stories being told in more on more platforms than ever before. And that's a good thing for the industry.
This episode is not over yet. Our second interview is all about the production side, from what it's like to work on a set to how scripts are being rewritten. But first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, SteadyMD. Now more than ever, we're all thinking about our health. Well, SteadyMD offers a way to get personalized care from the comfort of your own home. So you can skip the trip to the doctor's office and having to wait who knows how long in the waiting room. I'm sure most of you can relate. And you will not get some random doctor. Instead, SteadyMD matches you specifically with a doctor who can relate to you and that you can have a real relationship with. You start by taking a quiz to get matched with a licensed primary care physician who understands your health needs. Next, you have a 1-hour appointment with your doctor. And after that, your doctor is available to you anytime by text, phone, or video chat. So when I recently went through this initial quiz, I liked that I was matched with a couple of primary care physicians to choose from who also both enjoy hiking and yoga, and they have expertise in the types of healthcare I like to receive for my needs. You could want something different, and that's the point. You get unlimited access to your doctor for $99 per month. So learn more and take the free quiz to see which doctor is a fit for you at steadymd.com/newsworthy. There's no long-term commitment to get started. Just go to steadymd.com/newsworthy. Okay, and now we'll hear from Jennifer Smith. She's a Los Angeles-based music supervisor and producer who has worked in the film, TV, and media industry for more than a decade. Her company, Rat Dance Party, works with projects on Showtime, Netflix, Viacom, and more. And now she's the co-executive producer of an upcoming new TV show called The Fallen in pre-production right now. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me. This is great. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Oh, I'm so glad. So let's start off just by talking about a couple of the biggest changes you've noticed to the industry because of the pandemic.
Well, besides not having jobs, everything getting shut down, people not having places to go to work, I would say also one of the biggest changes is podcasting. Podcasting has been increasing since now you can't shoot a pilot in the same way to do proof of concept. A lot of people and studios and networks are greenlighting new content via podcast because it's cheaper and safer to create as kind of a proof of concept to build an audience. As opposed in the past, people, the networks would greenlight a pilot. They put some money to it. You know, pilots, tons of pilots are made, including ones that audience members have never seen and are tested. And then they decide if they move forward or not. So a podcast is kind of a way that the industry has pivoted to kind of deal with this pandemic as well.
Do you actually think there will be any kind of lapse in entertainment options at some period because so many productions were shut down?
I don't know if there'll be a lapse. There's a lot of content that has been created that maybe has never seen the light of day. So I think a lot of content that might have been, you know, quote unquote, shelved might be reexamined and reopened to provide viewers with new content. I think there's going to be a lapse of creating new content because things are going to take longer. They're more expensive. You see in the press about different networks and distributors, they're canceling certain shows because they can't shoot with the new COVID guidelines, or they just don't want to pay for that show to have to go through all the COVID safety protocols to shoot season 2, or they put it on hold.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of those changes. You have something similar to what we've heard about with sports leagues, that they're doing, you know, so-called bubbles, and that the movie and TV industry are doing so-called pods. Can you tell us about that?
So they're kind of groups that they don't, you can't mix your pods. So if I am, say, in pod B, I cannot go into talk to a pod A person. So A would be your actors, your director, anyone that's kind of near the people without masks. So that would be talent, right? Even though the director wears a mask, they're still technically around talent. Talent's the one that puts themselves in most in danger, because when you're shooting, you're not wearing a mask.
So what are a couple of examples of what happens if someone gets COVID on set?
They are quarantined, they are tested, they are taken care of, you know, what they need to do to be healthy. But you have to, you know, shut down. For example, some shows, you know, you always have a backup person, right? There's some people you can't have backups of. You can't have backups of your star, your director. For example, like Batman got shut down because, you know, their main star got sick.
And you mentioned the actors kind of taking the biggest risk here. Have there been changes to the scripts because of the pandemic?
Yes. I know that people are getting creative, like the soap operas. They had a stand-in of their significant other for some of the love scenes. When you're writing, you know, you have to think about these things. How can we shoot this safely? How can we do this? Background actors will not, you know, I think they'll be affected a lot, because you can't just do a cattle call this week or this day. I need these things. You need to have pre-established pods of people you can pick from.
Do you think that some of that will be noticeable for viewers who are looking for it, that maybe there aren't as many scenes within crowds?
I think it will just depend on the content. It will depend on how it's shot, because there are ways that you can shoot things with a minimal background actors where, as an audience member, you don't feel like that got changed. Technology plays a huge part of this as well, where you can put people in green screens and then, you know, through technology, you can input them, you know, for a stadium. Commercials have done this for a long time, where they will shoot a segment of a person and then all of a sudden it looks like a whole stadium is full, but it was never full.
Any final thoughts on the impact to the industry overall and how you're navigating it moving forward?
One thing to wrap up about how the pandemic has changed things is not just right now, but also going forward. It has brought to light in the general public about pay scale issues, work-life balance between hours. With COVID, you have a set hours you're only allowed to shoot, which creates better space, not only mentally, but physically. So when you work in entertainment, you have to understand these things and not try to cut corners. And I think COVID is putting people who cut corners into light and creating a lot of social change for the positive.
And you can read more about our guests and these topics in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. Of course, don't forget to tune into our regular episodes Monday through Friday, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. Thanks again for joining us. I'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. Until then, have a great weekend.